Have you ever noticed the number of people who are there to tell you when you've done something wrong or how you could have done it better? Have you noticed that those very folks who talk as if they know how to do it right are the very same people who aren't involved in the process? They just seem to sit on the sidelines offering advice or critiques, but they never put themselves out there or take a risk. Today, it seems like there are lots of people who are willing to offer advice. In fact, it feels like there's an entire industry devoted to talking about what's wrong, but isn't engaged in fixing anything. I'm thinking of talk radio hosts and those talking heads that appear on cable shows. They spend lots of time talking about what's wrong, but little time devoted to how to fix things. Safely ensconced behind their microphones, these folks talk without ever having to take a risk. And while it may seem like this is a new phenomenon, people sitting on the sideline critiquing those who are doing, it's not. Teddy Roosevelt spoke to the same issue in 1910 during a speech. He said, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. And so his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." Even though those words were spoken more than a century ago, they speak to me today. I find them inspiring, reminding those who hear them that trying is better than not trying, and that failure is not to be feared, but it's part of taking a risk. Falling short is nothing to be ashamed of. Rather, it is a sign that someone is stretched to achieve something that is hard. And coming up short doesn't mean we stop trying. It means that we try again and again if necessary. That is in the doing, attempting a reach, trying to achieve that we realize and experience life itself. It seems to me that as 2019 begins, this is an important message for each of us to carry into the new year. That rather than entering the new year timidly and afraid to try, we strive valiantly, and even if we come up short, we know that we have lived. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.